the entrepreneurs stopping food waste. The BBC's weekly The Boss series has profiled different business leaders from around the world. This week, we speak to the Mate Leek, co-founder of fitness tracker Indomondo and chief executive of food waste app Too Good To Go. For many people, leaving the stability of a well-paying job to join a startup might seem daunting. For Danish interpreter Mick, like, is the leap she's made not just once, but twice. Back in 2007, she was working for a management consultancy from McKinsey, but decided it was time to change direction. "I was missing the feeling of having a real impact," she says. In the serendipitous twist, she was in New York when a stranger came over and handed her a postcard. It read, "Whatever our wildest dream may be, they only scratch the surface of what's possible." It was just a nice sign, the 38-year-old recalls. "She gave it to me when I was waiting at a red light, and she just walked away." May decided to go for it and partner with fellow Dane and McKinsey colleagues Christian Berg and Jacob Junk to launch the personal training app Indomondo. "I might have done it anyways," she said, "but it definitely didn't feel like a coincidence at that time." May was the competitive horse rider and for the three sports enthusiast, launching an app to make fitness fun was a logical fit. Making a success after a cohabitant-based idea was no walk in the park, though. At the time, 13-year-old girl, most phone lacked GPS. In the first few months of Indomondo, there were days when no one signed up at all. "It really felt a little bit uphill," she says. Mae says that her upbringing helped prepare for the hard graft. She grew up alongside her family's timber business, Rikkebøl, a small town in Jutland in western Denmark. "I grew up seeing that there are ups and downs," she says. "Most days are just hard work. But if I had known back, then I wouldn't see any salary for the next 2 years. I might have reconsidered," she laughs. "You just don't know. As an entrepreneur, you're definitely an optimist," she says. She explains, "We always thought next month is going to be different." The game changer came when the Apple App Store opened in 2008 and smartphone sales boomed. But it still took Indomondo 6 years to make its first profit. By 2015, the app had 20 million users and caught the attention of America's sportswear giant, Under Armour. "They were particularly interested in increasing brand awareness in Europe," she says, "Mate. We could help with that, with the vast majority of our users being based here." The U.S. company bought Indomondo for $85 million. Mae was just 33 at the time, and she and her two co-founders were suddenly multimillionaires. "It's a strange thing to sell a business you were a part of creating," she says. "While the deal was a big success from a business perspective, and I was happy with the decision, it was still hard to let go of my baby on a personal level." After the sales, she continued to work for Indomondo and its new parent managing team, both of Copenhagen, when she was based and also in Texas. It was following a chance encounter on the bus outside Copenhagen in August 2016 that the Dane embarked on her next mission, fighting food waste. She started chatting a fellow passenger who showed up in an app called Too Good To Go. "I was not fully aware of how big of an issue in society food waste really is," recalls Mae. After doing more research, she was shocked to learn about its climate impact. "That was mind-blowing to me." 5 years, Danish entrepreneur had launched the online marketplace several months earlier. Restaurants and shops posted what leftover food they have available, together with a time slot for collection. Members of the public can then purchase discounted meals or groceries through the app. The surplus food is safe from being thrown away. The firm makes money by taking a cut on meals sold. The fact that we can help solve such a massive issue and then leave everyone as winners in the process, I thought that was really powerful, says Knight. She found the startup so exciting that she invested. 7 months later, she left Under Armour and joined Too Good To Go as a chief executive. I wouldn't have jumped into this if I didn't think I could contribute, she says. According to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, 1/3 of the world's food is wasted. When ranked alongside countries, food waste is the world's 3rd largest producer of carbon dioxide after the USA and China. In recent years, dozens of firms have set out to tackle this, including similar platforms like Alio, Food Cloud, and Karma. Alan Hayes and the Food and Grocery Research from Group IGD says these apps have helped to raise awareness of food waste in businesses and in schools, as well as empowering consumers. When it comes to changing behavior about food waste, Trash Caddy, an analyst of fellow research firm Mintel, thinks consumers respond better to rewards. The Too Good To Go app is particularly good at normalizing eating at leftovers by promoting end-of-day food at discount, she says. May was overseeing a rapid expansion. The firm now employs 450 people, operate in 13 European countries, and is due to roll out in Sweden. Indomano took 3 years to get the first 1 million users, and with Too Good To Go, it took 15 months, she says. It's just a completely different time. The technology is ready. Matt says it is one of Europe's fastest growing app with 80 million users and is gaining an additional 45,000 daily. Customers range from bargain hunting students to environmentally conscious young families. While women over 50 are another big market, it is also partnered with more than 30,000 food suppliers from Yo Sushi to Ocker Hotels. May describes in a social impact company, every time we make a euro in revenue, it's because we did something good. It aims to ultimately be profit-making. The mate says the timeline for delivering returns isn't yet clear. At that moment, every revenue we are making goes back into business, just growing it and expanding it more and more countries. That's our focus. So far, Too Good To Go team, I reckon they have helped save more than 25 million meals. I feel like this is just the beginning, says Mate. It doesn't feel like we're anywhere near the goal line at all. Within the next 5 years, we want to save 1 billion meals.